Okay, good morning. We continue with our Nach Yomi series. I hope that everyone is doing well. We are up to Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel, the 13th Perek. We left off yesterday that Yiftach passed away, and he ruled for 6 years. Then after him came three quick Shoftim. We had Iftson, Elon, and Avdon. In this Perek, we're going to learn about the famous story of Shimshon. So this Perek is going to be the introduction, telling us who Shimshon's parents were, and the story with the Malach coming to Shimshon's parents, telling him that he's going to be a Nazir. And this is the Haftorah for Parshas Naso. This is actually the week of my Ufra. If I remember, I had to do this Haftorah. It's a very interesting story. And let's get started. So the cycle of Shoftim continues. In Pasuk Aleph, it tells us, Ve'osifu b'nei Yisrael la'asos hara b'nei Hashem, that the Jewish people unfortunately start doing evil again in the eyes of Hashem. And Hashem puts them into the hands of the Biyad Plishtim. So they're going to be in the hands of the Plishtim for how long? For Arba'im Shana, for 40 years. So for 40 years, they're going to be in the hands of the Plishtim. The Metzudas David points out that this oppression began even before Shimshon was born, and it continued into his lifetime. So you look in Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis tells us, Vayihi ish echad mitzara, there was a man from Tzara, from the tribe of Dan, and his name was Manoach. And his wife was barren. The Medrash points out that his wife was from Yehuda. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph 91, points out that her name was Tseleponis. That was her name. Interesting story within itself. But her name was Tseleponis, and she was barren. And in Pasuk Gimel, a Malach appears to Eshes Manoach, to the wife of Manoach, and says, you are barren, and you have not had a child yet, but you will conceive and give birth to a son. So she was barren. It's funny, the Malach actually appears to her, not to her husband. And this is like what we see in the Torah. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Chama, all these people had such a hard time having a child. But this is divine intervention coming about and bringing a change, allowing her to be able to have a miraculous birth. And Bezrat Hashem, this child is ready for a special person, a special purpose, a special mission, like we will see. And the Malach tells Eshes Manoach, don't drink wine, even right now, even though the baby wasn't born yet. Don't drink wine. Don't eat anything unclean. A razor shouldn't be upon his head. And Pasuk Hey, Ki Nazir Elokim Yehanar, because this child is going to be a Nazir from the womb. He's going to be, his job is going to be to save the Jewish people from the hands of the Plishtim. And he specifically will be a Nazir from the womb, points out the Rabbag, because his job is very unique. In order for him to, in order to help him insulate him from sin, since his mission would require him to deal with the Plishtim woman. So he got to see from birth, he needed to start this extra level Siyata Shmai that we need. And then what happens right after this, she then goes to her husband and says, Ish Elohim Ba'ilaya, a man of God came to me. She wasn't even sure exactly who this person was, but she goes to her husband telling him that this Malach, or whoever this person was, Ish Elohim, told me that we will have a child and he's going to be a Nazir from birth. The Malbim points out, why didn't she mention the important detail that he's going to be the savior and save them from the Plishtim? So the Malbim says that she was scared that the Plishtim are going to overhear that her son is going to be the savior and destroy all the Plishtim, and he's going to get killed. So she didn't want to mention that part. Comes Pasuk Ches, Vayeter Manoach Hashem, that Manoach davens to Hashem. We see this lesson of Vayeter. Where else in Tanakh do we have that? That's a fun trivia question for anyone. So he davens to Hashem, and he says, please, have that Malach come back. What exactly to do with the son when he's born? They kind of wanted to see, to make sure that this was Malach Hashem, and know exactly what to do. And Hashem sends the Malach back to her. Hashem listens to Manoach's tefillos, and Hashem sends the Malach back to her. She was sitting in the field, but Manoach, her husband, was not with her. And what we keep on seeing that this Malach keeps on appearing to the wife, not to Manoach, showing that she's actually maybe more praiseworthy than her husband. And then she runs and gets her husband, brings him back, and to this man, to this Malach, and he tells him that everything I said to your wife, everything I said, will come true. And it's interesting, Manoach is a pretty big Am Haaretz. Manoach, if he really wanted to know how this Nazirus worked, he could have looked in the Torah, learned the Parsha of Nazirus. He could have also went to Talmid Chachamim to try to understand how the halachas of Nazirus. But he did not do that. The Malbim points out, so what's happening now? Manoach still unsure if this person is a Malach, what kind of person this is. If a Navi, he's not so sure. So he kind of tries to do a little bit of a test. We're going to see something very similar to what happened with Gidon. So he says, if you're a Malach, let's go bring a carbon. Come inside. And the Malach says, I'm not eating your carbon, and you should be bringing it to Hashem. So then Manoach says, what's your name? And I want to know your name so that I'll be able to, you know, understand that if you're the one sending it to us, I'll be able to have a sign to indicate that it was you. And he says, V'hu Peli. I remember this from my Haftorah, one at my Ofrof. So V'hu Peli. He answers, my name is Peli. So either Rashi points out, a Malach's name is always changed depending on their mission. So that's not even really a name. It's just more of like a wonder. That's what it is. But the Malbim says, no, that was actually his name. His name was Peli, because he would perform wonders. So Manoach takes a goat and the flower offering and puts it on the rock, and the angel, the Malach, comes, does wonders, the flame goes up to Shemayim, and the Malach also ascended in the direction of Shemayim, goes all the way up, and they were like, wow, this is a Malach, Ishas Manoach, Manoach are blown away, and Pasuk of Beis, Manoach says, most Lemus, we're surely going to die. The fact that we just saw this must mean like we're going to die. And Ishas Manoach says, relax, it's okay. If Hashem didn't want us to be able to see this, he wouldn't have accepted our karban. And in Pasuk of Dawid, she has a son, and his name is Shimshon. The famous story of Shimshon, which we're going to be learning over the next few prakim. Hashem blessed the child. And the Abar Benel points out, why is his name Shimshon? Because it goes based off the word Shamash. Like, he's the leader of the Jewish people. The Gemara in Sota Daf 10a points out that he's called Shimshon because based off the Pasuk in Tehillim 84:12, that Ki Shamash Umagin Hashem Elokim. Just like Hashem protects the world, so too Shimshon will protect the Jewish people. And the last Pasuk tells us, Pasuk of Hei, Vatachel Ruach Hashem Lefamo. That Hashem, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was with Shimshon. This was the introduction to Shimshon, the Nazir, interesting story about his parents, and the Malach. Bezrat Hashem will pick up tomorrow with more stories about Shimshon. Have a great day and Kol Tov.